Our pregame coverage continues from Segra Stadium in Fayetteville. We're now joined by infielder Luis Almeida. Luis, you've been with the Shorebirds for about a month now. It seems like you're playing some pretty good baseball, but how would you describe your first month in single A has gone?
You know, it's been fun, you know, traveling with the team, road trips. I'm just really enjoying the experience right now and just taking it day by day. Just learning things, you know, with Woody and all the coaches and whole coaching staff here. They've been great towards me, and you know, I'm just having a lot of fun.
Now, this is your third year in the Orioles organization, but coming to the affiliates like this where you do get to travel to bigger ballparks, is it kind of that first time where it really feels like you're playing as a pro? Would you kind of feel that same way?
It does. Yeah, it's definitely it's completely different than the FCL. You know, you have fans in the stands, lights are on, you're playing at night. It's, you know, it's a different energy, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a blast.
How do you feel like you've settled in here at the Shorebirds? It seems like the power swing's starting to come in for you. You've hit two home runs on this road trip, and it feels like you're getting more and more comfortable in the infield as well.
As time goes on, you know, the nerves are definitely settling down. But, you know, every day I just try to keep the same approach, the same mentality. So I come in through each day and just play at 100%. And, you know, it's been working for me so far, thank God, and I'm just going to keep it going.
Now, you were a pretty high-profile signing a few years ago. Got the richest contract for international free agent in Orioles history. So with that, do you feel maybe a little extra pressure playing, or do you feel like you do a pretty good job locking that kind of thing out?
I have before, you know. Before I have had, you know, felt a little bit of pressure, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a game. I realized it this year, and, you know, I just try to play with no nerves and just let, you know, just I feel like I have, you know, God's given me talent and just play with the talent that God gave me and just have fun, stress-free. So, yeah, it's definitely, I definitely felt that pressure before, and I'm now just growing into the game. I'm definitely learning how to manage it.
It feels like you have a good group of guys around you, too, that seems to help you and maybe alleviate some of that pressure and more so just have a good time playing baseball at this level.
Yeah, I definitely had some teammates calm me down and show me different perspectives of how the game is. You know, a lot of teammates really have calmed me down. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at, you know, without my teammates, you know. And I feel like I'm at home every time I'm, you know, playing the game. Every time I step on the field, I feel like I'm at home. It's been great.
Now, you were born in New Jersey, but signed out of the Dominican Republic. A couple of things I want to ask with that, but you are bilingual. So how nice is it for yourself to be able to communicate pretty clearly with both sides of the clubhouse with the Latin kids who maybe don't speak English and obviously the American-born players?
It feels good. It's just like me in two different worlds at one place. You know, it's funny. A lot of guys, the whole clubhouse is funny, you know, Latin or not, but I feel comfortable either way. You know, I just feel like I said, going back to what I said before, I feel like I'm at home because, you know, I feel like I'm in Jersey when I talk with the guys here, and I feel like I'm in DR when I'm talking with the Latin guys. So, you know, it's just being the best of two worlds.
With that being said, when you moved to the Dominican age 15, you know, what was the logic behind that move to obviously sign as a pro at a younger age, but ultimately what was the goal for you doing that?
Well, I had some family things going on. I had a lot of, I had a grandmother. She has Alzheimer's, so the move was actually... It was very unexpected, you know. I had to go to DR either way. My grandmother was very sick with Alzheimer's. I didn't want to leave my mom by herself, you know, over there out in the DR. So, you know, we decided as a decision as a family to move over there. And knowing that I had talents from the States, I bring it over to the DR and saw what I could do. And thank God I'm here where I'm at. It was just an unexpected move. It was a family decision, you know, at the end of the day.
We're talking with infielder Luis Almeida. So when you play in Salisbury, obviously you're not too far from your home state of New Jersey. So how nice is it to be that close to home? Because it seems like you've had some family come see you play a few times.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, you know, especially my family's always been there for me and always watched me and had my back ever since I was a kid. So, you know, having them see me now where there's fans in the stands and you know, more of a professional setting, it's just crazy. You know, they're in shock when they watch me play, so. You know, just being in that setting, so it's a lot of fun.
Do you have a player that maybe was a hero for you growing up, or maybe you model your game to this day?
Yeah, I do have a player. I have a couple players, but I'm going to state one recently, Jaren Duran. I feel like Jaren Duran, just watching his documentary and watching how he is, he's a perfectionist, and, you know, I'm a perfectionist too, just learning from him and, you know, watching know what he does and how he plays, it just inspired me. You know that it's one of also the main reasons why I've been letting go of the pressure this year. It's a big cause because I just reading and watching the documentary about the Red Sox and Netflix, it just felt like, damn, like I felt understood, and you know, I just decided to play this year just free, just because of him. So
Last thing I got for you, Luis, as we get about to the All-Star break here, 2 months left in the season, what's maybe a goal for yourself, or what is something maybe you're looking to accomplish here as we come down the stretch?
You know what? One thing I want to accomplish is just have fun. Just coming into the game and having fun, just feeling zero pressure and act like I'm playing backyard baseball. And I feel like I'm doing a great job of that. And just finish off the season, just know at the end of the season that I played at my 100% and I had fun.
Well, Luis, we really appreciate the time. It's been fun watching you play, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Infielder Luis Almeida, we're back with Star and Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.